What's going on this Friday night, February 11th? Yes, this is Darren McCarty, four-time Stanley Cup champion, coming to you. Oh, am I echoing out here? That's ridiculous. Anyways, why is that, Dorch?
Hey!
Oh, look at me.
Dorch, why is that?
So you're all the way in Houston, it Texas. Is so Dorch.
It was a little board modification, and Brandon Blake made it. He made a
Thank
great
you, Brandon
board
Blake. Anyways, sorry about that, folks. This is the Enforcers Show. It's a Friday night, February 11th. How do I know that? Because happy birthday out there to Aunt Jackie, if you're listening. And tomorrow, happy 18th birthday to Grayson Rose McCarty. 18th birthday, Sean, the baby.
Wow.
Is yes. Yes, so moving on, and I wanted to start there, some highlights, but I'm going to take this real serious and real personal for you and I, especially right now in the WJR family, because earlier today it was brought to our attention about a former colleague, and I mean, for you and I, a voice of this radio station, a voice of Michigan football, for, you know, for me, a golf buddy for a lot of the years, but who am I talking about? And talking about WJR's very own Frank Beckman, who I don't want to do a disservice. All I know is that I'll chip in with a few Frank stories that about what I loved about Frank. But Sean, will you give the listeners, again, joined as always by my partner in crime, Sean Belige, and Eric Dorch, messing up from Texas. He's with us from Texas. But we got Brandon Blake on the ones and twos. B, good to see you there. Thank you.
Eric, I'll take the blame for this. That was me. I'm sorry. A lot going on in between shows.
Well, there
it was
you,
not
there
Eric's
you
fault. I'm a
There's
team
a
guy.
Lesson to be learned
that
there, Dorch. That's how you own something.
See,
that's
and
accountability.
B,
right? That's another reason to love Brandon Blake.
Absolutely. Hey, B, that's the whole thing about falling down, getting back up. And I wanted to make sure it wasn't. But yeah, now we move on and we move forward. And just tell Uncle Mitch that I said thanks for letting you come down and play with us a little bit. But all seriousness, Sean, report came out. But can you elaborate on this for the people? Because they want to hear this too.
Yeah, Mac, you know, our old friend and a guy that so many of us grew up with, Frank Beckman, is suffering from vascular dementia. It's a rare and untreatable brain disease. He's had a tough go the last few months, according to his wife, Karen. He suffered a stroke in October. He was hospitalized for about 5 weeks. And in December, he was transferred to hospice, and he's had four more strokes since then. So according to his wife and a story that appeared in the Detroit News today, the doctors don't expect him to last until Monday. And you and I were talking about this before the show. You know, the younger generation all knows Frank Beckman, and, you know, I think we've all had the opportunity to work with him. But here's a guy, he called Michigan football. He called the Detroit Tigers on the radio and television. He called the Detroit Lions, and he did a show in the early 80s called Sports Rap that was really one of the originals in the city of Detroit. And I'm serious when I say this. So many of us have been touched or influenced by Frank Beckman. I remember vividly driving in my car with my father, Darren, to something that you can relate to hockey, and listening and thinking it was the coolest thing on earth. Oh, my gosh. Wait a second. I could talk about sports one day on the radio? Are you kidding me? I remember just thinking that was like so cool. And this is, you know, years before the Fan came to town. And, you know, later it was the Sunday Sports album, which was such a special show, as you remember. But, you know, Frank is an originator. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, many, many years hosting a very popular show here on our station. So, yes, indeed, a lot of friends and family here at the station are hurting over this news, and certainly thoughts and prayers with the entire Beckman clan.
I think you just toggled something in my brain, Sean, because when we talk about, and we're the same age, So entering in the 50th year or 51st year, either or, but haven't been around, where WJR has been a staple in our lives. Cause I said to you before we started, you know, this is sort of like, wow, now I know how my dad felt when JJ McCarthy passed away, like Frank Beckman. But even more to that, Sean, was Frank Beckman. You're right. Because as much as I complain about having to listen to WJR and listen to news talk radio, right? Frank Beckman made it, was either be one of the first ones that talked sports on there, would it be the broadcast, or had an opinion and going, wait a sec, this is my dad's station and there's some interest in there. So he was one of those earlier voices that kept that. The one thing about Frank Beckman that I guess I really respect is Frankie always knew where you stood, right? Frank wasn't afraid of confrontation, and more than people, I think he didn't enjoy confrontation, but he wasn't afraid of it because he would back for what he said. But he was able to cross so many different parallels, like you said, not just the sports parallel, but the politics, which was his bag, to the everyday talk, to his talk show, to the connection, to every year where I would look forward. And this is where it's going to really hit me, is during Sparky's golf tournament or Catch golf tournament or wherever he's out broadcasting, that I'm used to having a conversation with him every year and getting out and golfing with him. That's not going to happen anymore. And to say the least, is just that, you know what, do you have people, I guess, that have influenced, like when I talk about WJR, and we all know that Uncle Paul W. Smith is one of my accountability meters because of such good friends he was with my dad. And, you know, he's one of those people that I got to act right around, like Ted Lindsay, or like really knows and cares about me like a family friend. But that's always been apparent. And I guess maybe the influence that Frank Beckman had is more under the surface, and one of those people that it takes you longer in life till something happens when you reflect back and go, wow, maybe he had a bigger influence than I thought. So Darren McCarty to Frank Beckman, and not only prayers and stuff, but thank you, you know, for not only, you know, for disagreeing, for agreeing, for arguing, but just for being Frank Beckman. And I think that at the end of the day, that's what I want to take for that, is just, I'm grateful. And I think that's some of the things that I've learned. And look it, there's a hockey guy on the most Republican radio station in Michigan that covers everything else. And I couldn't be prouder. And it's because guys like Frank Beckman have paved the wave like that.
Well said. You know, The thing about Frank that blew my mind is how well-rounded he is. He knows something about it. Like, Max, seriously, this is just a quick note. When I finally had the opportunity to call a game in the National Hockey League, Frank, like, reached out to me, and he was like, that was great. That was awesome. That was fantastic. And then he proceeded to talk about the Carolina Hurricanes. Like, it was like, I'm going, and you know as well as I do, only nerds like us, right? And I can include Eric and Blake in that. Only nerds like us know what's happening elsewhere around the league and stuff like that. But like he literally was talking about it. He was like, man, I wish I always called hockey. He was a big hockey fan, as I'm sure that you know. And he was one of the, he could talk to you about everything. He really could. And I like what he said when he retired. He said, this wasn't my job. This was my life. This is who I became and what I am today and everything. And, truer words were not spoken.
And I think that's a great example. I want to hear from Eric because, you know, you've been around Frank and stuff like this.
I was very fortunate, actually. The job I got hired into originally was to be Frank's call screener for the first month or two because his producer was going out of town and had some stuff. So I got to meet Frank immediately getting into this industry. And eyes were very wide because, you know, growing up outside doing yard work with my dad on Saturdays, he'd have the radio on, Michigan football. We'd be listening to Frank Beckman. So I knew the voice. First time hearing the voice, the eyes were very wide, and he couldn't have been nicer. I worked with him for many years off and on in different areas, and in every break he would be conversational and so much fun. And like Sean said, he just seemed to know a little bit of everything. I have the same story. He was doing an interview, wasn't really familiar with what they were talking about. He spent 5 minutes reading up on it, and then he had a conversation with this person, and you would never have known that he was just figuring it out 5 minutes beforehand, but he was on it at all times. If a microphone was on, Frank was, you know, right there, ready to go, and he was such a great person to be around.
How about you, Double B?
I only had the chance to meet Frank one time because when I started, it was right before COVID, when I was still an intern with Mitch, but I met him one time, and just in the hallway, he was just a larger than life, like, personality, just the way he walked and the way he carried himself. You could tell that, you know, he was larger than life. So
absolutely. That's crazy. A great way to take it to the break here. And all our thoughts and prayers on the Enforcer Show go out to Frank Beckman and his family in this time of need. And all I can say is, on behalf of all of us, thank you. This is the Enforcer Show, Darren McCarty, WJR.
From the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building, this is the Darren McCarty Show with Sean Bolegian and Red Wings legend Darren McCarty on 760 WJR, where Detroit comes to talk.
Welcome back here, a Friday night, excuse me, AM 760 WJR. If you're interested in the Frank Beckman story, thank you for the caller to bring this up and remind me. WJR retweeted it, but it's a DetroitNews.com story, correct, Sean?
Yeah, DetroitNews.com and WJR.com has a story up right now. And just about 25 minutes ago, we tweeted out, tonight we pray for our friend and his family. So certainly thoughts and prayers are with the entire Beckman clan once again.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know what? You want to switch gears here and take this up a bit more of a, hold on, I'm trying to. Okay. Anyway, sorry for the dead air. That would be Darren dead air right there. Just trying to move on, but wouldn't be a Friday night. We're going to kick this up. And this one will be a tribute to Mr. Beckman. Got to go to my boy. From Shelby Township. Yes, you know him as Mr. Positive. Greg from Shelby. What's up, Mr. Positive? How are you on this Friday night in February?
Hey, I've got to say it. Warriors, take hold of that vision that comes from above, but temper your destiny with peace, truth, and love. That's to you, Francis Q. Beckman. Oh, my God. You guys, I'm going to start crying, so bear with me. The man's meant a lot to me. He helped put me on the map. D-Mac, my God, you could tell in his voice the way he loved you at the golf outings, the way you and him back and forth bantered. The man's reading, as I can see it, he used to say it on the air. He used to read his book when he was going to bed, and he would fall asleep reading the book. Like Shawnee B said, he knew about everything. He was a voracious reader. He played golf with my cousin Andy Dillon. He was a treasurer speaker. I was from Michigan and had great memories with Frank. And oh my God, I don't even know where to begin. I was shocked.
Well, I think Greg, I think that, you know, and this is important because I thank you for the kind words because I'm glad that it transferred because I felt the same way every time that I had a conversation, whether it was on the air or off the air with Frank.
Right.
But I think in these times of trouble, not to quote the Beatles, but we have to rejoice and celebrate what people mean to us instead of, and here's the lesson, you know, for all of us that we're human beings, so we get away from it, but we have to come from gratitude and maybe tell these people how much they mean beforehand and stuff like this. And in the tryingest of times, right?
Yeah, you are so spot on. And I marveled and I love it that you know what to say and the right time to say it. It's something I'll never forget when you said about Stafford, about him looking in the mirror and seeing somebody completely different, knowing that he can become what he always wanted to be. And it's so fantastic and profound. And I'm blowing smoke up you, but it's because you know what to say and how to say it. So You're mind blowing to me because of you know what to say at the right time, and on that note,
okay,
you guys, you say the right things at the right time, and it's so I love it. You definitely are very introspective. Love you guys.
Well, thank you, Greg. We love you. Thanks for calling. Brandon, will you please cut that so I can put it on repeat in my wife's head?
You got it. You know, anything for you, D-Mac.
Seeing the same thing, but to Greg's point, what a great segue into the Super Bowl, into the Scotty Bowman 56. But you know, to everybody out there, is that if this rings a bell, that no matter what, it gets you to sit back and you know, I'm going to talk about this. I pretty much opened my stand up tonight with, you know, destinations and oasis. It's about the journey. In certain times of the journey, it makes you retrospect. So, no what ifs and no whatevers. And that's, you know, to that point, moving forward, to Greg, great segue for me, bud, is what Matt Stafford, you know, whether you're for him, whether you're not. And I understand every which way, because it's you as your fandom can go whichever way you want. I see it more as the story of investing 12 years in a human being, because you enjoy that human being on and off the field, no matter what. And does the human being story outweigh anything else? So whether you're cheering for the Rams or the Bengals or whatever, Greg brought up a great point. When you accomplish things that you've tried to do and put yourself in a new position, it's all about that mirror and that relationship. Matt Stafford, you know, there's two things, Sean, I'm going to go to you with is, and let's talk about why the Rams will win. Why the Rams, in my opinion, will win is A, number one, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, A'shaun Robinson, that defense. And I don't think that the hits Joe Burrow's been taking getting sacked. I'd be interested to see what the over-under in sacks are into the game. But that it's the fact that the way he gets hit, he's one hit away from being out. If the Bengals lose him, they're done. But it's also too, Matt Stafford has stepped into a new realm to himself, like Greg said, of looking in the mirror and winning and doing something that he's accomplished. But he's also looked around and realized, I can't do this myself. No matter how everybody wants to put the spotlight on me, okay, the lights are on me, but it's about us. I feel that more than anything at this point. And how did he get there, Sean? Because he learned. How do you learn? Through failure. So, Detroit Lions fans, if you want, and if the Rams win, which is, I say he plays within himself, does what he continues to do, and it's a Rams team effort, then he's on the field hoisting the trophy. And the lessons that he learned with the players that he did, and he survived and moved forward and was able to learn and become better and not be satisfied and put himself in that position. There's one thing to get to that position. You know what this reminds me of? 2002 Stanley Cup Hall of Fame team. Yeah, you're supposed to win, but then you have to do it, right? This is where he set it up. So I think it's because the two reasons is because he continues to play within himself, that team games, McVay puts him in good spots. He makes the throws he needs to make, but the defense is the catalyst. What say you?
Well, it's an interesting comparison because Carolina, if you remember, they've got destiny on their side. They were counted out so many different times. And I feel that way about the Cincinnati Bengals. I really do. There's something going on. Mojo, call it whatever you want, but there's something going on with this team. And so, Mac, when you brought up 2002, I couldn't help but think, like, Carolina was supposed to be done in the first round. Remember? I mean, the Habs had them on the ropes, if you remember. And then the next thing you know, they get hot, and, you know, the rest is history, and you guys certainly made it history. But no, I think Matthew Stafford right now is in a great place because he doesn't have to be a superhero. He always had to be a superhero here. And you know what? And again, people are going to take this as a shot, and it just isn't. Some guys aren't superheroes. Some guys are just heroes. And he's a hero. He's not a superhero. He's not Breeze. He's not Rodgers. He's not Brady. He's a good quarterback. And you know what? He's around people that, quite frankly, have made him a better quarterback. You know, I mean, so together it's working out quite well.
I'd like to see on the over under. Thank you for this 5.5 sacks. Right. Which I got to think, unless they're using Jamar Chase, quick screens, T. Higgins, get that ball out Tom Brady style real quick, there's going to be a lot of pressure on it. But Eric, I guess, and Sean, isn't that analogy the way it is where you look back in different sports, how teams, you know, the Davids and Goliaths, can they get by? I'm not saying Cincinnati, I would be sitting here going, oh my gosh, like I did back in the day when the Giants beat New England with the Tyree catch, right? You know what I mean? That was a 14-point underdog New York Giants that shocked the world. Okay? Here it wouldn't be shocked the world, but there is something in this Joe Burrow. Dortch, I'll let you try. Before we go to break, I'll let you break the tiebreaker.
I like Cincinnati in this. Look, Stafford has made a great career. He's been a prolific passer in this league, and he did it on a team where everybody knew where he was throwing the ball 9 times out of 10, and he still managed to complete the pass. He's a great quarterback. He's on a great team. You mentioned that defense for the Rams. Let's not forget the fact that Jalen Ramsey's back there, and he's pretty good at finding the football. I like Joe Burrow's and Jamar Chase. I told Sean this a couple weeks ago on Sports Wrap. This team is playing like they don't realize they're in the playoffs. They're playing like it's the middle of October. They're out there just taking it one game at a time and having fun, and I like it for that. I think that Aaron Donald's going to do everything he can to get Burrow's on the ground, but if they're smart, they've game-planned. This offense seems to be pretty complete. I like the Cincinnati Bengals in this game, and they're only a 4-point underdog, so it's not a – these are two very, very – you know, good offenses that are going to be going against each other.
That is true. That is true. All right. When we come back, I got a couple questions for the boys that I'd like to get Brandon Blake or Dort to get their pencil out. And I'm talking prop bets. I don't know if you let, this is the time of year prop bets. We're going to talk about them. We come back on the Enforcers Show here, AM760 WJR.
This is the Darren McCarty Show on 760 WJR, where Detroit comes to talk. Now here's Sean Bolegian and Detroit Red Wings legend Darren McCarty.
As we cruise along here on this Friday night talking about the Super Bowl, Stafford, which way it's going to end up, Dortch mentioned the points and things like that. I also was looking at my favorite time. There are two things, and here's one I want to start here. Is anybody still excited about commercials? The Super Bowl commercials?
No.
Does nothing.
Okay, well, before the game and after the game, I need you to be really excited and watching, because I didn't know it was on my bucket list until it was on my bucket list, and I got to knock it off. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about I'm in a Super Bowl commercial with Kirk Gibson, Barry Sanders, and Mark Bernstein. And I could not be more proud. It's a pretty cool commercial.
I'm back in on commercials.
What's that? You're back in.
I'm back in on commercials.
That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, so I know that down in the metro area before, right before the game and after the game. So shout out to Mark Bernstein. Got to meet the patriarch, and what can I say? What they've been. Is I call it like I see it. I love that family. They're great people. And they got me another bucket list item that I got to mark off. So along with commercials, prop bets, right? Prop bets. That's are you guys into the prop bets and stuff like this?
Oh, absolutely. I love looking at them all. And, you know, I mean, that's the thing, that the plethora of things out there, Mac. I mean, places like PointsBet. We're going to be talking to a guest from PointsBet in just a moment. I mean, that's the beauty of it. I mean, there are so many different things that you can do, not just before the game, but during the game as well. It really is a cool scenario.
No, it really is. And we're going to be hitting it up with Teddy Greenstein here from PointsBet, who's, you know, I understand that why he's trying to find a good spot. He's down at the Waste Management. In Scottsdale, TPC Scottsdale. You know that one, Eric?
I know that one.
With the ruckus crowd on the 16th.
That could you handle like the stadium hole? Could you handle
football
the stadium
hole? And then on 17, it's got that drivable par four. Well, I'm not going to talk about it any longer. Let me talk. The guy who's down there been walking around. It's probably 80 degrees, but we're here, snowed in. No worries about it. Couldn't happen to a better guy. Who am I talking about? Teddy Greenstein from Points Bet. Thank you for joining us here on the Darren McCarty Show. How you doing today, bud?
Man, I'm so good. It took me long enough to get invited on this show. You guys were holding out forever, but I'm thrilled to be with you on this glorious Friday afternoon.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a tough crowd we got going here. I mean, you got to get up the board. I mean, it's tough enough to get Dortch to return your call, let alone, you know, Shawnee B. He's so tough, but we brought you in for the biggest game of the year. Did Points Bet got some specials going on? What's the line at Points Bet, the over-under at right now? And where do you... you know, see a lot of the money going.
Yeah, that line keeps dancing between 4 and 4.5. Opened at 3.5, quickly shot up. It was weird. It rose even though we were taking more money on the Bengals. So our traders were clearly wary of a lot of late action on the Rams, certainly some sharps popping in. So last I checked, it was 4.5. I was able to lock it in at 4. Quite proud. I am thinking the Rams here. I mean, both teams have great weapons. I just think the Rams are a lot stronger in the trenches. So we'll see if that bears out.
Do you think, Teddy, I'm big into like a lot of the prop bets and stuff like this, even from, you know, the coin toss. I have one buddy who's putting his 13-5 locks of the year on the line on heads. And, you know, I heard Pat McAfee's, you know, putting a boatload on tails and the over under in the national anthem or. I just mentioned Sacks. What are some of your favorite, or there's some, you know, an interesting one? There's always the interesting one. Even the Gatorade color on the coach is always interesting.
Yeah, I can tell you that orange is the heavy favorite at +200. You know, the one that I really liked, and not just because I created it, was Matt Stafford passing yards against Jordan Spieth's longest drive of the week. And obviously there were some odds there. Yeah, there were some odds. Awesome. You like Stafford, you're getting like +400. The problem is, I don't know if you guys know this much about sports betting, but like every individual state has regulators, and we can only get that bet legal in the state of Colorado. So if you really like it, we're gonna need you to take a road trip in the next 48 hours here. But a couple other ones that got my attention: will either quarterback set the record for most passing yards in the Super Bowl? And the odds of that are 50-1, 50-1. And that sounded great, except the problem is Tom Brady threw for like 505 against the Eagles a couple years ago. But if you think one of them is going to have a big day, odds that one of them throws for 400 yards is +450. So, I mean, offenses are dominating, and I think that's, you could make a worse bet than that.
Teddy Greenstein from PointsBet kindly joining us here. Teddy, correct me if I'm wrong. You guys are live in, 10 states now? And the popular play seems to be the Bengals and the money line. Is that a true statement? That seems to be the popular play?
You're full of truths. We are in 10 states. New York was 9. Pennsylvania was 10. And that was yesterday we got into the Keystone State. So very good there. You know, I'd say this about the money line. No doubt. I mean, in terms of money line action, we see a lot more on the Bengals just because people don't want to, you know, go to -200 on the Rams. But if you're going to bet +165 on the Bengals, consider just, you know, taking Joe Burrow for MVP at like +210. I don't know how many scenarios there are where the Bengals win and Burrow does not have a big game. So may as well go for Joe and get better than 2-1 on your cash.
Now, I saw a stat about both teams' field goals over 1.5 and stuff like this. I guess the point is what type of game do we see this? Do we see it touching the over? Do we see it going offensive? Or do we see maybe a little bit nerves and a little bit of that pressure we're expecting from the Rams' defense to apply on Joe Burrow to come into effect here at a lower scoring game than usual?
Yeah, I mean, it opened at 49.5 and it's down to 48.5. So I think a lot of bettors are looking at the Rams defensive line and they're saying Cincinnati's not going to be able to run the ball and they just don't feel great confidence in the Bengals scoring a ton of points. So I'm laying off the total myself, but that is how people are thinking. It's certainly trending to the under. That said, you know, right before kickoff, we know that bettors love rooting for points. So it'll probably balance itself out, and we'll take a bunch of action on the over.
I'm a firm believer, Teddy, and if something looks very good, it's usually too good to be true. And the one number that jumps out to me is the Stafford over 280.5. And it just seems like money is pouring in on the over there. Am I overthinking that? Because, I mean, that looks like such a good play to me. But according to some of your numbers, people are really burying the over on that.
I misheard you for 1 second. Spieth is here on in a line. He signed an autograph. Was that Stafford 1.5 touchdown passes? What'd you say?
No, the over 280.5.
Oh, for Stafford's passing yards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people like that one. What I love is OBJ MVP 33-1. Cooper Kupp MVP early in the week was 7-1 plus 700, and that's modified now to plus 450. But yeah, I mean, Stafford's, you know, having a great playoffs, and he obviously caught a break when he threw that Hail Mary and it did not get intercepted, but Stafford's been pretty solid.
Well, since you're down, you know, this is how nice I am, since you're down there at the Waste Management and stuff like this, my perennial producer here, Dorch, is married to a golf pro. So,
yes, I am.
Dorch, did you have any nerdy questions about literally, I got one, is how loud literally is it at 16 in the, like, is that one of those sporting events you have to be a part of, the 16th hole par 3 tee shot in Phoenix?
I mean, I had the best time out there today. Was out by 16 pretty much the whole time. It's hilarious how people are just cheering and booing. And you know, then in between shots, they're getting guys to do to chug races, and there's just nothing like it. Like, I've been lucky enough to cover a bunch of Masters, and it's just 180 degrees. Everything at the Masters is hushed, and you know, nobody's looking at their phone. And here, it's just a different world. I mean, the music is pounding, and golf needs stuff like this because you know, this is the home of a lot of casual fans. This is sort of like Las Vegas meets the PGA Tour.
Yeah. No, honestly. Teddy, you might have my new favorite bet, which is the Stafford and Jordan Spieth driving. I love it. It sounds phenomenal. So I need a little inside baseball here. Is Jordan striping it right now is what I need to know if I'm going to make this bet.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's going to be like 330 or so on his long drive. I mean, it's a desert, right? And he sometimes he hits those crazy hooks. Now, those aren't going to count, I think, for his long drive. I'm assuming the PGA Tour measures it, you know, just in terms of fairway. But Stafford's going to have a hell of a game to top that.
Oh, it's a great bet. That's all I can say.
Well, all right, thanks, Teddy. Before we let you go, tell everybody how they can be a part of some of the great things going on with PointsBet.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan was one of our first states. PointsBet loves Michigan. So download the app, start betting. If anybody has any questions, you can just DM me at Teddy Greenstein. Use the Teddy G code and have a great time with the Super Bowl. Like, don't bet crazy. Don't bet what you can't afford to lose, but go through all of our offerings because we have like hundreds, if not thousands, of different ways to bet and just have a great time Sunday watching the game.
Sounds like a plan. Appreciate your time, Teddy. And you know what? I'm going to ask the same questions as how have we not had this gentleman on a lot sooner. So hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, but you can catch Teddy and the rest of his points bet family dropping the lines. Hey, who knows? Maybe the line will move a little bit more, like you said, it's moving half an inch. So thanks for joining us. Keep us – I like the fact you're at the golfing events. Like, we can see how guys, if they're hitting it good or they're not hitting it good before we put our bets in. So thanks again, Teddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Loved it, guys. Have a great weekend. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, boy.
Teddy Greenstein, a points bet. All right. My favorite part of the weekend – what does Dorch not get to eat at Sean's house? What's in the what's in the microwave? What's on the barbecue? Super Bowl edition, which means what are your favorite things to eat during the Super Bowl? When we come back and force your show, AM 760 WJR.
This is the Darren McCarty Show on 760 WJR, where Detroit comes to talk. Now here's Sean Bolegian and Detroit Red Wings legend Darren McCarty.
Oh, geez. The Dorch on vacation, drinking on the job. Who knows?
Never. I would never do that.
I'm on vacation.
Exactly.
maybe, Sean, I think maybe we turned him to this because he still has never been invited over, or yet will he? This ain't going to turn it, Eric. Don't go to the bottle. Trust me, from a guy that knows. There's no answers in the bottom of the bottle, bro. No answers down there. But
I like the proposition you guys gave me, though, that if I come over and shovel Sean's driveway for like a month, I can come to one of these. That was a good proposition. And if
Snowcade 2000, bro, you were all set. That would have been the easiest. You would have made out. You would have made out. Like, if you were a GM, you would have just absolutely fleeced the other team. Anyways, Shawnee B, everybody wants to know, biggest football game of the year? So, there's got to be so many amenities, but what's on the grill, bro?
You guys are going to be disappointed. You know what?
Sean. Yeah. Let me tell you and everybody at home, it's not the disappointment. It's not the right or wrong, no matter what it is, but there's a why to it, right? You're going to explain the why. So as long as we know the why, I'm sure no matter what it is, we'll still all
keep it
be
positive,
glad that Dorch
Sean.
Doesn't get to
I'm gonna
come
keep
over.
It positive. I'm going to keep right. it positive. You guys are right. Now, we usually have like 50 people over our house for the Super Bowl because it coincides with my daughter's birthday. The extra week in the NFL this year means that they moved the Super Bowl back a week. So it's just us. It's just going to be the four of us. So I said to the kids, you know, because they're so used to so many people being over, I said, player's choice, guys. What do you guys want? What do you want me to cook? Without hesitation. They said ribs almost simultaneously. So you know what? I'm just putting on a couple racks of ribs. I'm going to get like a big loaf of Italian bread and, you know, the kind that you split, and we're going to make like a homemade sub. You know, grab a bunch of – I'm going to go out to the deli tomorrow, grab a whole bunch of different kinds of meats. So just a couple racks of ribs and like a big homemade sub, and it's just going to be the four of us, and we've never done that, so it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow.
Holy cow, that sounds so good. I could see Dorch just getting so mad. He thought like something like you were doing like – I don't know, craft dinner or something like this and hot dogs in the boiler like at school. But no, that sounds absolutely delicious. It sounds simple. It sounds like you're going to be able to spend time, but it also, that's the cool part. Let me ask you this, Dorch. Do you have a favorite Super Bowl food to nosh on, or do you look forward to Super Bowl or football in general?
I mean, I think wings. Wings are usually a top favorite. Look, I said the comment thing for you guys. This is one week. I you know what? I'll always be upset that I can't come to Sean's, but I'm actually grilling this weekend. So I'm here in Texas. The brother-in-law went and we bought these two very big pork butts, and we're going to put them in the smoker, and it's going to be I'm going to have my own little version of a Sean Belizean barbecue.
Any advice there, Pitmaster Sean? Yeah. He said pork butts. He said smoker. I'm going to give him the advice. Leave the meat alone, bro. Let it do its thing.
You got it. Honestly, low and slow, Dorch. You don't have to look at it. It's going to get there. It might take you 15, 16 hours if you don't wrap it. And you know what? It's worth it. It's worth the wait. Yep.
I look forward to it. Dorch, so next weekend I will expect a update. I would even like quotes from the people that ate it. And you know that I can reach out to your wife and ask her, but I'd like quotes for it.
You have the Mrs. phone number. You can find out from her firsthand.
But I'm trusting you in our relationship that you're going to bring me what she said about it. And if I don't, you know, if I find it suspect at all, I owe it to the viewer or to the listeners out there in WJR land to investigate. Brandon Blake, I know that you don't work past 8 o'clock.
No, ever. I am tonight.
Whoa, wait, what? Ooh, what? Whoa. Oh, yeah. Off the training wheels. Ladies and gentlemen.
I've worked plenty of overnight.
What's that?
Eric's on vacation. I got to work a little bit more.
Wow. So do you, sir, let me go to you for the first time, Mr. Brandon Blake, on the ones and twos back in the studio doing the overnights. What's in the microwave, or did you bring yourself something in? Did you prepare for your hungry belly later on?
I subscribed to like one of those like meal prepping companies, and I got like, it's like sweet and sour chicken with rice, but it's like freshly made because I don't have time to cook because I'm never home because I live at this radio station. And not complaining, I'm just throwing that out there. So I got one of those meal prep things, and I'm eating that, and then I think I have like a protein bar, and that's about it. I'm trying to stay healthy, so.
I like.
I threw out my back this week though, so it's been kind of tough.
All right, Sean, how about you? Do you have a favorite that you look forward to, sort of a Super Bowl-ish thing?
Normally, if we're having all the people over, I'm a huge pigs in a blanket guy. And the key to pigs in a blanket is you have to cook the pigs first. I never understood why somebody just decides that they're going to throw those pigs in the oven. And, well, it'll cook. No, it's so much better when you sear it in, put it in the pan, sear that meat a little bit. You don't have to, like, go 1,000%, but get a little color on there, then put them in the oven. Mwah. Love them. I just eat them by the handfuls. Love the pigs in the blanket.
Two things for me. Jalapeno poppers.
Love them.
And the nachos. Like the yes, I'm that guy. That big nacho thing that's sitting there, that extravaganza. I will go for the non-olive type. But if there is black olives on there, I will not eat them. I will move them away, but the remnants of olive, I understand, is going to get in my palate, and I'm good with that because I'll shove enough peppers and all that other stuff in that big glob. I'm the guy, right? Who's got a napkin? Who's got the napkins? I mean, that goes through 8,000 napkins, but that's what Super Bowl is all about.
Yep. Yeah, you know what, Mac? It's a great day tomorrow. I just saw Brandon say I'm going to duel in the D tomorrow. Should I expect a good game? I wish I could do the double. I'm taking my son to his first game at Little Caesars. So we're going tomorrow to see the Wings in Philly.
Yeah, because that's at noon.
Well,
right?
You know what?
Yeah,
will you do me a favor and swing by Portal 10 and say hello while I'm doing game day live? I will be down there doing game day live on the Saturday if anybody who's going to the games, Philly versus
So we're all going to be at LCA tomorrow at different points. Except,
yeah, I wish I could stay for the double. Yeah. I really do.
I got the daily double. I'm getting ready right now as we get ready to sign off and stuff like this. But anybody who's out there, you got that. I'll be down. Where are you watching the games, boys?
I'm going to be at home. Like I said, just the four of us. We've never, ever done it. We're going to have a blast. Just kind of chill out, watch hockey beforehand, and then watch the Super Bowl.
Well, that's awesome. Dortch, you're down there. Good luck with your pork butt. Brandon Blake, make sure you call your mom at midnight for the sleepover so she knows that you won't be home. For Sean Belize and Brandon Blake, Eric Dortch, I'm Darren McCarty. We will see you next Friday. Deuces.